future. Like, let us know.
It's about to start. Hey guys, let's Arrow Chat. I'm Eliza.
And I'm Sarah, and today we're going to be talking about travel hacks.
Woohoo.
Well, first of all, we thought we'd get started off with a little life update because it's just been over 2 weeks now. So what has happened in your life over the past 2 weeks, Eliza?
Surprise, surprise, nothing new. I was on holiday for a week. Out of the 2 weeks, I was on holiday for 1 week. And then out of the other 2 weeks, I was at school, and school is horrible. So we'll talk about the holidays. Okay, I do actually have one fun story from the holidays.
Ooh.
So my friend and I were trying to go to the South Wharf DFO in the city. And to make a quite long story short, we ended up in Richmond at IKEA. So that's because we don't know how to do trams. And anyways, we got on the wrong tram. We got back and everything was okay. We actually found the DFO and we got some stuff. But
what stuff did you buy is the question.
I got a new jumper. I got 2 t-shirts and those polo shirts, how they're kind of in fashion right now. I got one of them.
Yep. Cute. Love it.
One of them. And some boots from Cotton On that were normally 50, but I got them for 20.
Oh, we love the sales at DFO. Oh my gosh. Funny story, I was the one who actually went there the day before Eliza, and I was telling her about it, and I was like, oh, you know the DFO? And she was like, oh, I don't know it. And I had to explain it. I was like, how do you not know the DFO? The DFO is like the best thing ever.
Never been to one, you know?
Fair enough. Let us know if you've heard of the DFO before, because I just thought it was a normal thing. And just, it is like, it will change your life if you've never heard of it. It is so good. When the sales are on, oh my gosh. It is packed, but it is also really good sales.
Yeah.
Love it. Congrats. Well, it sounds like you had a very exciting few weeks of shopping.
Exactly. What is your life update, Sarah?
I don't know what my life update is. Here it is. Okay, here we go. So the first part of my life update is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm 4 days away from turning 18. The big 1-8, officially legal, all that type of stuff. So that is very exciting. And it still hasn't hit in that, like, I literally am turning 18 this week. I feel like it's going to get to my birthday. And you know how everyone always goes, oh, do you feel different? But you're like, no, it's literally just 24 hours apart from the day before. Like, you don't feel any different. Very excited for that. And my driver's test is also in 1 week. So in 1 week's time, I will know whether I have passed or failed my driving test. So let's all be hoping that I pass, because I really want to drive by myself places.
And I really want Sarah to drive places so that I can see her more. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Because guys, if Sarah can drive, we can record more in person.
Person. And it would sound a lot better.
It would sound better. So it's actually, we all want this.
Because if you guys don't know, Eliza and I live like 45 minutes away from each other. So we're not exactly right down the street from each other, which sucks. But that is okay. The other big thing that happened for me over the holidays was, for one of those weeks of the holidays, I did our little production called Broadband Week that I've done. This was my 7th year of doing it. And we did Hairspray, which I think I told you guys about beforehand, but we did it. It went really good. Very fun stuff. Had a lot of fun. And yeah, I'm just casually losing my voice here. That was my holidays. Oh, give us a little update on your drama classes, Eliza.
Oh, yes. So for my outside of school drama class, I've said this a million times, so I'm going to tell you again. Mm-hmm. We are performing the play Emma. This is a famous book by Jane Austen, which has been adapted for the stage. And there's heaps of movies about it. So, yeah, I am playing the young, witty friend of Emma called Harriet Smith. And it's been really fun.
Love it. That is very exciting. Keep us updated as you
go. So we'll be performing that in mid-July. And it's going to be lit. And I have to learn my lines in 2 weeks. And I've not done that.
Ooh, well, we believe in you, Eliza. We believe you can do it.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll find out if she learns it or not. Also, little public announcement. The Olympics is back on in like July. I completely forgot about the Olympics, to be honest, until I was watching TV today. I think like the Academy Awards was on or something, and I was on Channel 7, and then it came up with like 5,000 ads about the Olympics is back on in July this year. And I was like, oh my gosh, I completely forgot about that.
It's kind of exciting.
And does anyone else just love watching the Olympics and just like random like sports and stuff? Stuff that you're never probably going to do, but you just love watching it because like it's really cool.
And you're thinking like, oh my gosh, I could totally do that. Like I'm going to start for the next 4 years grinding and I'm going to get there.
Yep, that was me every Olympics for the past like 8 years. I've been like, oh, I'm going to get there. Next Olympics, I'll be on TV. And then every time I get to the Olympics, I'm like, nah, not going to happen.
Literally so relatable.
Tell us if we're not like the only ones.
Yeah, please tell us that other people do that as well.
And yeah, hopefully. Achieve that.
I mean, we all can achieve it if we actually put the effort in, but we just never put the effort in.
Let's all get together and form a team.
Oh, yeah, exactly. What team should we form?
Avos.
Love it. We're going to be the Avos and join our Olympic team. That's going to be us. You're welcome. Anyways, moving on to the topic of today, which is travel hacks, which links in a little bit with the Olympics because they have to travel as well. Except I don't know what the difference is. They get to travel to cool places, but we can as well.
We're going to do it, guys. And you're going to do it based on our tips. And then when you travel, it'll be good. So, Sarah, what's the one place you want to go to if you could only go to one other country?
I could only go to one other country. It used to, when I was younger, I was one of those girls that was always like, oh, I want to go to England or, oh, I want to go to France. But I think if I could go to one other country, it would.
Or Greece.
Be. Oh my gosh, Greece. Yeah, I still am that girl. I think it would be Greece. I want to go somewhere warm. I think like somewhere that's warm, like Hawaii or like Greece seems like somewhat warmish sometimes. Maybe like Italy. I really want to go to Europe. I feel like something in Europe or South America.
One country, that's Sarah, the problem. Not continent.
Okay. If I had to go to one country, I'm going to go for Greece at the moment. I feel like that would be good. What would your one country be that you could only go to?
Surely you know this, Sarah. I talk about it all the time.
Oh my gosh. Canada?
Yeah.
I knew it. Oh, I was literally going to say Canada, but I'm like, oh, maybe not. I want to pick somewhere warmer. Canada seems super cool, though. So literally cool. Literally freezing cold.
I'm literally going to move there, guys. So get ready for that announcement.
What is your first travel hack, Eliza?
So I guess the first thing we wanted to talk about was money saving, because obviously you have to have money to go places. Mm. But we are actually going to be doing a whole episode on like budgeting hacks in the next few weeks, so keep your eye out for that if you want to like know more details. But I guess it's just like having like, because I really struggle with saving, especially when things seem so far away that it's like, oh, I'd rather have this now than, you know, kind of save up for something ages away. Yes. Sarah cannot relate to this because Sarah's the best at saving. But I guess like if it's like, oh, I want to be able to book my flight by this date and maybe you have like a year to save or something, you pretty much what you need to do is you need to, like, every time you're about to buy something or you want to buy something or you see something you want, you need to like kind of think about exactly what it is that you want. It's like, would I rather this? Or then you like think about, for example, me, like think about Canada, think about going there. Like, that would be better, obviously, than having this jacket right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's another thing is my family back in 2011, when I was 8 and my brother was 5, we went to Mozambique in Africa. for 3 months to go to a mission school. And when we initially saved up, it was going to be a lot of money, like several thousand dollars. Yeah. And, you know, to stay over there for 3 months, flights, all that type of thing. And so we obviously aren't the richest people in the world and didn't have that money like straight up. And we were like, okay, well, if we feel called to this, how are we going to get the money for this? And we came up with all these ways. Like my dad used to get the paper every morning delivered. And so we stopped that and we're like, you know, you could buy a paper like once a week if there's something you feel you really need to like read, but you're probably going to hear it from other people anyway. All these other things, like every Sunday after church, we'd always have chicken and chips or sushi for lunch. And so we decided that instead of doing that, we'd put the money we would use on that into a jar, and instead we'd have like toasties at home or something that we could make at home that could, you know, save us like $20, $30, $40 each week.
Yeah.
That was something that we used and buy. And there was all these little things as well throughout the year. We had a jar, and if we were going to buy something but then decided no, we'd rather put the money towards our trip, we'd put that money into the jar. So it wasn't just sitting in our purse ready for us to use another day. We literally, yeah, when we got home that day, we'd put it into the jar and we wouldn't take it back out of the jar.
Smart.
And so by the time it came for us to, you know, look at the funds going to Mozambique and pay for everything, we had saved all the money that we needed based on stopping all these little things that we liked. But we were like, you know, we can afford to stop it if we really want to see this goal through.
Mm, smart knowledge. You guys are smart.
Mm.
So I guess, yeah, it's just about just envisioning what you want basically instead.
Yeah.
And trying not to fall for the marketing of the world.
Lovely, lovely thoughts, Eliza.
Thank you, thank you. What is another hack of yours, Sarah?
Another hack of mine would be to look at the culture of the place that you are going to, because sometimes this can be really important. Sometimes you might be going to Western countries, which are mostly the same, but even still, there's like a lot of differences between like the US
that are mostly
Australia.
The same, but there's also a lot of differences.
They're mostly the same, but there's a lot of differences. You know, contradiction, it's fine. But, like, you get what I'm meaning. Whereas, like, sometimes you go to other continents, maybe like Asia or Europe or Africa, and often the culture can be quite different. And it's like when we went to Cambodia, there was, like, a big thing around, like, knees and shoulders being covered. And so we had to take like a lot of like long skirts and pants. And same when we went to Mozambique in Africa, I had to take like a lot of long skirts as well that I wouldn't have thought that, you know, long skirts isn't exactly my jam over here. I wear a lot of like short skirts or shorts or that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But it was important having that knowledge beforehand that going over there and wearing those clothes like might be seen offensive. And another thing that's important to know about culture is like any things that they take as offense. Because like a normal greeting in Australia might be, I was reading this in my business book the other day, business textbook, like a normal greeting in Australia is using like a firm handshake and being, you know, like, how are you, mate? Looking them in like the eye. Mm. Whereas in other places like India, sometimes touching people is like a big no-no, or touching on the hand and looking in the eyes is seen as, you know, like not respect or something. Like it's, they try and like look down.
Yeah.
So it's important to look at the culture and stuff of the places you're going to. And also learn about the currency and stuff, because the currency over there might be different to like the currency back over here, and it's just important to know like the difference and stuff.
Yeah, and oh, of course, like, well, so Sarah and I have both been to Cambodia. I went there for 3 months at different times. Ooh. But yeah. Like in Australia, obviously, like kids like play games like duck duck goose and stuff, but in Cambodia it's actually seen as offensive to touch someone else on the head, which,
yeah,
seems random to us but is completely normal for them. So, and there's also like a actual thing that's called cultural shock, that if you,
yes,
go from your home that you're used to another place and you're not used to it, it can cause cultural shock, and you can be like, you know, it can be hard to enjoy it for the first few days because you're just in so much like shock at how the world works over there because it's completely different. So it's just like researching and getting to know it.
Yeah. I remember one thing that surprised me when we got to Cambodia was the roads are like very busy and packed over there. And sometimes you'll see like whole families on one motorbike with like no protection at all. Whereas over here, you usually see like one person on a motorbike, usually with like a leather jacket, leather pants, helmet, all that type of like protective gear. But one of the big things over there was we got told when we were over there to just start walking, if like it's a massive street and there's lots of cars and stuff, to just start walking. And if you stay at an even pace, that the cars and motorbikes will slow down to like accommodate you walking across the
and
road.
And they go around you.
Yeah, and they go around you. So like if you start running out of nowhere, they're going to be, you know, there'll probably be a few brakes screeching and everything. But if you start walking at an even pace, they'll go around you. Whereas I actually did this, I think, after I'd been in Cambodia for like 2 or 3 weeks, I came back and when I was down the street in Mount Eliza with a friend, I started almost walking out in front of, not directly in front of a car, but, you know, just I was like, oh, the car will slow down around me. And then I was like, oh, my gosh, this is not Cambodia. Like, I can't do that and expect people not to, like, screech on the brakes and honk at me and stuff because that's what stoplights are for.
Mm. And my family and I, we went to Vietnam a few years ago and it's quite similar there in the sense that the roads are always busy so you can't just wait for it to be completely clear.
Yeah.
So you just need to go and they basically just go around you.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, like you're standing there and someone else comes along and their car comes and they just walk right in front of it and it's completely normal.
Yeah, and you think, oh, you're like almost ready to pull that person back, being like, oh my gosh, you're going to get hit or something, but that is like normalization over there. I think another thing of what I was thinking about with culture shock, when I was talking about like the US before and how like we're both Western countries, but there are like some differences here and there. One of the big things over there is tipping. Like when you go out to a restaurant or something, like you tip on top of that usually.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas in Australia, it's usually inbuilt in like the bill. And because like the workers are paid a lot higher wages over here, you don't usually find people tipping like restaurant people and all like that all the time. Whereas you have to remember when you go over to the US, you pay for, you know, the original price you see is maybe not how much you have to pay because you have to pay for that. And then the 10 or 20% tipping on top of that.
Mm.
What is your next hack?
I also think it's interesting. Sorry, one more thing. Okay. I don't remember what country it was. It was an Asian country where when you're eating the meal, like in Australia, it's impolite to like make a lot of sounds when you're eating. But in that country that I can't remember the name of right now, it's actually it's considered rude to not make sounds. It's very polite to slurp and chew with your mouth open and stuff like that because it shows that you're enjoying the mood, the meal that was made for you.
Actually, I feel like I remember hearing that somewhere as well.
My next hack is about packing.
Oh.
So, I mean, packing is like, I love packing. I hate unpacking though.
Oh, my gosh, feels. Who doesn't?
Yeah, literally. But my idea is, especially if you're going to more of, like, a Western country or if you're going, like, on a work trip, is, like, to try on all the outfits that you're planning on bringing first and, like, not just, like, throw random things in a suitcase that you think, oh, I'll work it out later, but then also to, like, pack it as an outfit. Like, I'm sure everyone's seen this on TikTok or Pinterest or something, but like you put all the bits of the outfit and roll it up together and then pack it. So when you're in the morning, you just pick out a roll and then you just open it up and there's your underwear, your socks, your pants, your shirt, your bra, everything's in there.
Yes, I love that hack. Because then you're not looking through your clothes forever trying to find a top that matches a pants or a this that matches this, and you've got the whole outfit there.
And you can always mix and match if you change your mind at another point, but it's just helpful to, like, have a basis. And also, like, making a list, obviously, to pack everything and double-checking because you don't want to, like, go all the way to Canada and find out that you forgot your phone charger. Like, you can always buy it, but it's just a pain.
That leads into my next hack, which is adapters for like plugs and stuff. So when you're overseas, I remember that when we went to Cambodia, we had to have adapters that would fit our like phone chargers because their power points over there aren't built like Australia's. And I think the same when we went to Mozambique as well was that we had to get adapters. And so that's a really important thing is when you're traveling overseas, you need to check what their whole PowerPoint situation is like and whether you can put your like phone charger right in or whether you'll need to get an adapter. Having an adapter in your bag, I think once you've traveled a few times, you have like stuff that you have ready to take with you each time. Like we always, we have like an adapter that we take, we have hand sanitizer or like that basic kind of thing. And it's also important to remember, this is more aimed at like, Asian countries or some other countries, even like in Europe and stuff, looking at like the water supply and whether it is okay to drink water straight out of the tap. Or whether you have to buy bottled water. I know even like in Australia, my mom and dad went to someone's place when they were up in Queensland and because they were so far in the outback, they couldn't have the like water from the tap. They had to have bottled water. It's in places all around you go. But even if other people have it from the tap, their bodies may be a bit more adjusted to it than you. And so it's also important to remember to look at whether you need to buy bottled water when you were in the country that you're visiting. What is your next hack, Eliza?
My next hack is around the actual flight. I don't like flying really at all. Not so much because I'm like scared of the plane, but I just hate the feeling and like feeling unwell like in the air and I just anyways it just makes me feel gross. So I guess it's just even if you're not like even if you like flying, it's just I guess preparing for the flight. Like if it's a 2-hour flight, maybe just bringing your laptop and do some work, or if it's like longer, like bring like a little packet of things you can do and like just being prepared basically, which I'm sure most people are, but it's just keeping that in mind.
I think my thing goes off that is when we were younger, my mum would, she'd like pack our backpacks for the airplane and she'd always have a snack. She'd have activities, whether it was like a bingo type thing of stuff we saw in the plane or out the window.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like activity papers that we could do when we were on the plane trip, colouring in books even, stuff like that. And even now when we have like family friends that go overseas, if they have little kids, she'll make a little packet for them. For them to take on the plane with all these type of things, which is really good. And I find that even still, even literally being like a teenager or older, plane trips can still like get really boring. And so I find it's important to pack stuff, whether it's a sleep mask, if it's a long flight, or even saving like a few movies, whether they're from like Apple or Netflix or something, onto your phone or laptop or iPad so that you have something that you can watch. Like, you know, to keep you occupied, whether it's a book, all that type of thing. And also take some snacks as well. Yeah. Like we always take lollies or like chips, or very important thing, if you're taking chips, make sure to like pop the packet before you get on the plane. We've got on the plane before and we haven't popped the packet. And then we get like fully up in the air and suddenly you hear this bang out of nowhere and it's our chip packet has like exploded upside down. And we're like, oh my gosh,
that's hilarious. It was
hilarious at the time. Everyone else was like, where the heck was that coming from? We were like, where the heck is that coming from? And then we looked in our bag like half an hour later and we saw the chips everywhere and we're like, we know where it came from. Yeah, important thing, if you're taking bags, like, you know, like chips, lollies, all that type of thing, at least just like open it just a tad so that way it doesn't like completely burst when all the pressure and stuff gets to it. Also, popping your ears as well. That sounds so weird, but you know, like when you plug your nose and you blow, do you do that as well?
Please tell me you do that. Yeah, I mostly just yawn and it does it.
That's impressive. But like if it's your first time going on an aeroplane and stuff, when you get like high in the air, to make sure to, if you like plug your nose like this and you go and you breathe out, but you plug your nose and you plug your mouth, then the air goes out through your ears and kind of pops your ears and makes you go back to hearing normal.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
What's another? I think, did I have one more?
Oh.
I guess this is just about when you actually get there. When you get to like your hotel or a friend's house or wherever you're staying, just like before you like unpack and like get yourself settled, just scope the place out. I don't know, make sure there's toilet paper. Like, if you're at a hotel especially, like make sure they've, I guess, like, you know, kept it clean or whatever, like, you know, there's toilet paper, there's towels, you know, that everything you need. Because it would be the worst to, like, get all settled in, go have a shower, and it's like, oh, they didn't bring you any towels. Like, if it's, like, a proper resort, then they should obviously give you towels. So, just scoping the place out, I guess.
Yeah. I think another important thing, my last thing would be, like, when you go outside of that place, if you're in another country, to, like, take a purse with you or something. Usually, like, with your passport.
Did you just say passport?
Yeah, isn't that what it is?
What did you say?
Passport.
Passport.
Passport?
Passport.
It sounds so weird.
You're saying it weird.
Oh, my gosh. There's another word of what Sarah doesn't know how to say. I swear it's always been passport.
What do you say? Say it slowly.
Passport.
No. There's no A. Passport.
That would explain a lot of things in life. I've always looked at it and I've always mucked up the spelling of passport because of that.
It's probably why, because you're saying it wrong.
Okay, we're going to put a thing up, a poll up. Do you guys say, wait, you say it?
Passport.
Or do you say passport?
No one says passport.
Surely I'm not the only one. You are the only one. I swore it was passport. Well, like, okay, anyway, back to my hack. If you are, like, in another country and stuff, to take your passport and all your, like, essential things with you, if, like, take a little carry bag that you can take with you and make
Cotton
sure
that... Cotton On has some really cute, like, travel purses that you can put, like, your, like, the money that your country, like, cash from your actual country... Or like your house, cash from the place you're going to, your passport, like, I don't know, debit card or whatever and stuff like that.
Yeah, and passport and hand sanitizer as well. Hand sanitizer, any, like, little things like that, whether you need mints or stuff, basically stuff you carry with you always, but make sure to have both sets of currency or at least the currency of the country you're in and your passport on you at all times for, like, identification and just to make sure you have it.
Especially in COVID and stuff, like,
yes,
if you, like, get to go to another country, like, bringing, like, your the, like, what's the thing, like, a certificate that says you're allowed to be there,
all the important stuff like that, just making sure that you have it with you just in case anything happens.
Exactly. I think that brings us to the end of our hacks.
Love it. Well, let us know if any of these hacks surprise you or you learn anything from these hacks.
And also let us know how you say passport, because it's really annoying me that Sarah says passport.
I swear I've always said passport. But we'll also put up a poll asking you guys for your travel hacks as well. So maybe we can learn some travel hacks, because I always love watching travel hack videos because they're always so exciting. You always learn something.
Exactly. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Let's Have a Chat Podcast, where we post things like what we're talking about and also tell you when we've uploaded episodes, because sometimes we have to upload late and sometimes early. That's never happened, but it could. You never know.
It could happen, maybe. Today's episode will be a day late because we've both had massive weekends and have not been able to find a time outside of work and everything else happening to record. But we will
get it. Now, so congrats.
Exactly, so even better. Well, we also don't forget, have you said the email yet?
No.
Let's Avo Chat Podcast at gmail.com. Make sure to email that with any advice you would like answered or any questions for us, and we can do it completely anonymous and we can share advice for you on our next podcast.
Yo. And as always, we'll Avo Chat with you next week.